favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. There's an old saying that runs, an hour of sleep before midnight is usually worth 2 hours after midnight. But here's a woman who says,
maybe it is worth it. But suppose you're like me and can't sleep. Suppose you always lie awake for hours after you go to bed.
Well, in that case, I'd say there's just one thing to do. Try to find out what's causing that sleeplessness. It may be as simple a thing as coffee. For while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others cannot. If you suspect that coffee is robbing you of sleep, switch to Postum and see if it doesn't make a difference. Postum does not contain caffeine, does not contain any stimulant that could possibly keep you awake. It's just a skillfully roasted blend of whole wheat and bran, delicately sweetened. And Postum is delicious to drink, with a smooth, mellow, rich flavor and a tempting aroma that fairly invites drinking. What's more, it's both easy to make and economical, costing less than 1/2 cent a cup. Get Postum at your grocer's. Drink it instead of coffee if coffee's been keeping you awake, and see if you don't get a better night's sleep. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that all of Lum and Abner's outside interests have been disposed of, they've decided to devote all of their time to operating their Jot'em Down store. During the past few weeks, the store has been neglected to such an extent that the stock has become very depleted and business is steadily falling off. As we look in on the little community today, Pine Ridge is enjoying the first touch of spring weather, and we find Grandpappy Spears over at the store talking with Abner. Listen.
Oh, it just ain't no use to talk about it, Grandpap. I'd love to, the worst way, love to, but I just can't get off. Couldn't do it, just couldn't do it at all, couldn't do it.
Well, I just thought I'd mention it to you.
Yeah, sure.
I hadn't thought nothing about it myself till a while ago. Digging around out there in the garden, dug up a whole tomato can full of fish bait.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty day for it, all right.
Well, not only that, but the signs is right, Abner. I was looking at the almanac last night. Couldn't ask the moon to be better for it.
No, no.
Talking to the Macmillan boys, too. They was out yesterday.
They was, huh?
Yeah, come by the place along the shanks of the evening there. Had a string of white pierce. It'd make your mouth water.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, me. I do love them things, too. I love them.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun catching them, too, when they're biting.
Whereabouts did they go, Macmillan boys?
Oh, they're down on Big Eddy. They said, lower end of the eddy there.
Uh-huh. Well, there's lots of them in that hole of water, all right.
Oh, yeah. And they ought to be biting good today, for they said they throwed a half a sack of cracked corn in there.
They did, huh?
Oh, just about be getting salt enough for them to eat good today.
Oh, my, yes. Lord me, if they done it, yeah. Bound your body couldn't stir them with a stick down
there. Oh, yeah, have to get behind a tree to make a hook.
Yes, sir, if I could just get off or get on out of here, Grandpap. Dad, blame it, come over here and get me unsatisfied with myself. I don't know of any one thing I'd rather do than to be sitting down there on that riverbank this evening.
Yeah,
that big oak, you know, it leans out there over the water, right there at the fur end of the hole.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Feller can sit there and lean back again that tree and sun himself. Watch that cart bobbling.
Well, sir, now right there by that tree is where they catched all them pierce yesterday, they said.
I knowed it. That, blame it, that's my favorite place. Right,
yes, sir, that's one reason I thought about you. I knowed you always loved to sit out there.
Are you sure that the signs is right, Grandpap?
Oh, they couldn't be better, Abner. Looked it up. Yeah, looked it up myself. Ain't you got an almanac around here? I'll show you.
No. I taken it up to the place for Elizabeth. She wanted to look up the signs to see when to plant.
Yeah. Well, they're right. I'll guarantee you that.
Uh-huh.
And the dogwood's in bloom. That's sign enough they're biting right there.
Yeah, sure. Dad, blame it. I wish you hadn't come by here, Grandpa.
Well, why don't you just ask Lum? He'd let you go in.
No, I daresn't do it, Grandpap, daresn't do it. He'd throw a fit. Throw a fit right here in the store.
Would I?
Oh, me. I would love to have a mess of them things, too.
Yeah, I'm a-going anyway. I tell you, I could bring you some back, I reckon, Abner. I know I'll catch more than we can eat the way they're biting.
Yeah, well, that's nice, but, well, that ain't it, though. I'd just love to catch them myself. Doggies, I can see that cart going under now. One of them rascals scooting off with it.
Yeah, all them things fight.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
And there's a few bass hangs around that old tree we stole.
Yes, yeah, I saw them myself.
Better ought to get a right smart chance of sun pitch along there at the mouth of Shack Creek, where that clear water empties into the river.
Oh, yeah, bound to be. Bound to be, yes, sir. But... Mom just wouldn't listen to it for a minute.
It won't hurt nothing to ask.
No, ain't no use now. We've shaken hands this morning. Said we were going to attend to business from now on. Been fooling around here, digging up these dinosaurs and making moving pictures and one thing and another till our business here in the store just went down something wonderful.
Well, can't Lum wait on a trade?
Well, oh, yeah, sure. There ain't nothing going on as far as that goes, but... Well, it's just an idea of bringing up the subject. I know what he'd say. Claim that I weren't taking the right altitude toward the store here.
Yeah, well, of course, you know what's best. I thought maybe you could tell him you had to go somewhere this afternoon. Not tell him where you were going.
No, I wouldn't do nothing like that. If I was going fishing, I'd... where could I tell him I was going?
Well, don't know. I hadn't thought nothing about it, hardly.
When was you aiming on leaving, Grandpap?
I thought we'd go right away. I got the fishing poles and the tackle all ready over there at the place.
You have, huh?
We could take some vittles along with it. Just cook and eat right there on the bank of the river, sort of.
Oh, I'd love it. I would love it, yes, sir. I can smell that grub cooking right now. Yeah, it might cook up some of the fish.
Now, wait a minute. There's Rum coming out there in front there now, Abner.
Huh?
Him and Cedric.
Oh, yeah. Reckon what they're standing out there with their heads together about now.
Oh, tell him.
Cedric, more like they want to borrow some money from him. Where I can see I'm shaking his head there.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, Abner? Better make up your mind before he gets in here.
Well, where can I tell him I'm going, Grandpa?
Oh, tell him some of Elizabeth's relays, you see.
Well, ain't none of them lives close enough for me to get to them this afternoon. And he knows I wouldn't care much if they were, no way. No, better just...
Mind
out,
here he comes.
Why did that fella have to work?
Well, I'll tell you about it, Cedric, and let you know. Where'll you be at? Well, I'll call you and let you know. Well, howdy, fella.
Hey, come in, Mom. Come in.
Yeah, howdy, Mom.
Beautiful day, ain't it? Just like spring outside. Fact is, it is spring. You fellas ought to be sitting out there on the porch getting some of that sunshine. Yes, sir. Just walking up out there, Roger. Dogwood, all in.
Oh,
what's the matter with you, Abner?
Oh, I don't know. Just got a misery of some kind.
Well, he was all right a while ago.
Yeah.
And it just hit him all of a sudden, Mom.
Something
yet, reckon. You ain't been running your hand down that pickle barrel again, have you?
No, it ain't there. Maybe I better go home for the rest of the day, Lum.
Well, all right. I sort of aiming on nothing.
Aiming on what?
Why, nothing. I was just aiming on you staying here while I got out and done a little more collecting this afternoon, but...
Oh, well, I can stay, I reckon. I just thought...
No, if you're ailing, wouldn't want you to sit around here trying to drag around and wait on a trade. I can stay here. Do the collecting tomorrow.
No, we're needing to get that money in. You go ahead, Lum. I'll stay.
No, it'll wait. I can get out tomorrow and collect.
Well, I think I'll feel better after a little, maybe.
All right. Of course, we are needing some stuff here in the store, and we can't buy till we get out and get some of these collections in.
No, sure, I know. I oughtn't to even thought about it. Well, I'm feeling all right now, I think.
Well, now, Abner, if you're sick, you better go on over to the place and lay down. No telling what it might develop into. Yeah, you do whatever you think best, Abner.
I think he just overdone himself last week, Lum. Digging so much over there for that dinosaur.
Yeah, might have. Does your back hurt you, Andrew?
Yeah, I believe right there is where it's at. I never knowed it yet. My back, that's what it's.
Why couldn't you just close the store up, Lum? Ain't nothing going on no way.
Well, I could, I guess, for as that goes.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea, Grandpap. Yeah, you go on over home and lay down and rest this afternoon, Abner, and I can get out and do that collecting. We just close up the store for the day.
Well, I hate to be laying up there in bed knowing you're out walking yourself to death trying to collect up some of these debts.
Oh, shut it. Be good for me. Yeah, you go ahead. I'll lock up, Abner.
Well, all right. You just insist, Mom. Grandpap, I'll get you to walk home with me if you don't mind. Well, I'm feeling I might fall right in the middle of the road before I get there.
Yeah, sure, I'll walk home with you.
Yeah.
Here, give me your arm.
Yeah, thank you. And now, don't worry about me, Lum. You need mice to come over there or call up to find out how I am, for I think I'll be all right quick as I get laid down.
Well, I couldn't hardly get in touch with you this afternoon, Abner, but see, I'll be out collecting, but I'll call you quick as I get back tonight.
Well, good. All right, Lum. So long.
Yeah, I hope you get to feeling better.
Well, I think I will.
Granny, you oughtn't to be walking that fast. Cheap evening.
Hello? Cedric? Well, I oughtn't to, but I've decided to go with you. Yeah, Abner went home sick, and I'm just going to have to close up the store. Yeah. Yeah, I feel kind of bad about it, him homesick. But well, I'm going anyway. Yeah, you get the fishing tackle and the bait, and I'll meet you there at the corner of Ezra Seastrong's place. Why, I believe we better chance it down on Big Eddie, Cedric. Yeah, down there where that big oak tree leans out over the river. That's my favorite spot. Grannies, if they ain't biting there today, we couldn't get them no place. All right, Cedric, see you directly. Goodbye.
And we imagine there'll be quite a surprise meeting down the river this afternoon. Some children hate spinach, and some children hate carrots, but the pet hate of a good many children is milk. Or maybe your youngster just gets tired of milk. In either case, you've probably been at your wit's end many a time, wondering what to do to get him to drink the quart of milk his growing body needs each day. Well, here's an easy solution for that problem. Simply give your youngster hot postum made with milk. Children drink postum eagerly. They like its grown-up look, its steaming warmth and tempting fragrance, and its delightful, mellow flavor. Best of all, you can let them drink as much postum made with milk as they want, because postum does not contain caffeine, nor any other stimulant that could possibly affect young digestive systems or cause sleeplessness or nervousness. Postum is simply whole wheat and bran, carefully roasted and slightly sweetened. You can safely give children postum at meals and even in between meals. Because postum is not a sweet, rich drink, it won't spoil your child's appetite for other foods. Get postum from your grocer tomorrow. You can make it in a jiffy and serve it made with milk steaming hot in the cup. And watch that youngster of yours drink every last drop with delight. Postum presents Lum and Abner at the same time next Friday evening. Lou Crosby speaking. Good evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.